Our new publication is called TP Street, and it is going to be produced by the same staff that produces the Times-Picayune. It's going to appear on Mondays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays, and it'll be available only as a street sale publication, focusing heavily on breaking news and breaking sports and entertainment news as well. And we think that this combination of home delivery on some days and street sales only on other days, which are traditionally not the days that are that have high circulation or that are heavily supported by advertising, we think that that combination is the one that will work long term. This will be a much more compact newspaper experience, but still a newspaper, a printed newspaper experience, where you have this feeling of reading something from front to back.
People will say, well, is this a response to there not being a paper on those days? What would you tell them?
I would tell them that our compass in everything that we've done since we began our new company is, what can we do to serve our readers in this area best? And what can we do that at the same time is sustainable over the long term? This is a marathon, and we're at the very beginning of it. So I'm sure there will be some other ways that we'll dream up that will serve this market. But we produce far more content in our digitally focused company than we're able to fit into any newspaper, however big it is. So there's no lack of material.
What will be the relationship between these new tabs and NOLA.com?
Well, the relationship between all of our printed products on the website now is that our journalists produce for the website. And everything that appears in the printed products also appears on the website, and additional things as well appear on the website. So there's a flow of content that our print team selects from and decides this is what our readers of print publications would like to see, and puts them together, packages them, curates them, so to speak, and presents them in printed form.
Why now? Why produce this now? What do you want people to know about that?
Like everybody else in the newspaper business, we're trying to figure out the path forward. And we, like everybody else in the newspaper business, don't know all the answers. We didn't know them last fall when we started off. We still don't know them. But we think we have pretty good news instincts, and that we are good listeners to what our readers tell us. And a significant segment of our readers has been telling us, we like your printed publication, and we would like some access to it in printed form.
What's the timeline for the rollout of this?
We're aiming to launch this in early summer, which gives us another couple of months to shape it and flesh it out, and also to listen to what our readers are telling us about how they would like it to be composed.